Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. It is 7:42. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We do have Which One Wednesday on deck. Mike is hosting, which honestly is kind of terrifying for me.
Which one would you rather host, me or Bo?
I like to be in control of these questions. So that will be coming up momentarily.
You got to love it, man. You got to love it. I won't do anything too crazy. I got some good ones in there, though.
I appreciate that. You're not going to call me out like you called out Grant's jacket to me.
So in turn, now you're calling me out. Even though I was trying to supply you with information on your marriage.
No, I appreciated it.
Yeah, exactly. But now
sounds like we might be having a little petty party.
Now
right
I regret it. Now I regret it.
All right, so coming up tomorrow, we have the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. It's Ole Miss facing Miami at 7:30. It does make me curious. Do you say Verbo or VRBO?
I used to say VRBO until their string of commercials came out.
Verbo.
And then it was Verbo. And now I'm like, okay, I'll go with that.
Same.
I thought it was VRBO.
Yeah.
I was kind of, I didn't even know they said Verbo in those commercials. I didn't get over Nick Saban in them. That's the only thing. Isn't it the one that Nick Saban's in?
Yeah, I think he is in one. Yeah, I think you're right.
No fun.
I also don't really watch
showers are 5 minutes.
I kind of skip through commercials if I can. Unless it's a sporting event, about the only time I watch commercials.
When you say skip through, do you mean like you have an ability to fast forward?
No, I just change the channel.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, what you got that you can skip through commercials?
I go to something else. I used to get caught when I was younger. I would like end up be watching three things. Like if it went to commercial, I'd go to something else. And then I would get stuck in watching it, and then I'd forget that I was watching that other thing, and I would go to something else. And then I would re-find what I was originally watching. I'm like, oh, I forgot this was on.
You know what? I'm sorry. This is a quick thing. You know, like how the Comcast TVs are like, you know, just cable TV remotes have like the last button that'll take you back to the channel you were last watching.
Yep.
The smart TV remotes need that because they don't have that. At least I haven't
well,
seen
Well, no, what they need.
The Roku one does.
It does?
Yeah, depending on what app you're using.
Well, that's what they need. The app, I think, has that.
Yeah.
So, because like Fire Stick doesn't. Like, that's the other. Yeah, you need that for sure.
Fubo can do that. Yeah, the Fubo on the Roku remote can do that for sure. I've utilized it multiple times.
Have you guys seen that meme that's like, kids today will never know the joy or the rush when your sibling in the other room is going, it's on! Because the commercial breaks over and you ran to get a snack or something.
100%. You try to time yourself, see if you get back before the end of the commercial.
Exactly. But for tomorrow night, 7:30, Ole Miss, Miami, how are you guys feeling about this matchup?
I think it's going to be Ole Miss. I think I'm cheering for them anyways.
Not Carson Beck?
It's nothing. No, and it's nothing against Miami.
Something against Miami for me, yeah.
What do you got against Miami?
I'm not a huge Miami fan, but other than our one listener that I know that we met at Publix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
No,
I'm not a crystal ball guy either. I don't really like him. He's not my kind of guy. Let's put it that way.
All right. Who is a coach you like? You got Kirby?
I like Kirby, actually. Yeah. I do like Kirby. You know why? Because Kirby, so I've just kind of heard how Chris Ball treats media at times. And especially when people go down to do games and, there's no reason to be that way. Like you're not a government, official hiding top secret data, dude. You're a football coach.
Right.
And you make pretty crappy decisions a lot of times at that. What I like about Kirby is he's open. He talks. So yeah, I do like Kirby. I'm starting to like Summer all the way he talks. Now let's see what he does on the field.
I was gonna say, here we go. Yes,
I like
Summer. All hype train has left the station.
Well,
baby.
I like when guys will be open about it. He talked about the Lagway thing. He was on some show. I was watching a video clip, and he was asked about Lagway. And he was like, yeah, look, man, we met with him and told him what we expected and, you know, what we want out of a player. And he decided he wanted to leave. I liked Saban. I hated him because he won, but I liked him because I like guys that'll just talk, man. Like when you'll tell people how it is and you're not afraid of it, that's why I've always liked Dabo. You know, obviously I liked Raheem because he would tell you stuff. That's the kind of stuff. I don't like guys that treat you like a mushroom and act like they're this is some top secret government official. Like, you know, you're not a government official. You're not working for the CIA. You're a football coach. Kind of, you know, you want ever. They're all going to talk in circles, but at least say something that I can hang on to.
Today's version of Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. It is Which One Wednesday, and I am back in charge. I have slid back into the driver's seat of Which One Wednesday. But I've got something for all three of y'all.
Okay.
All right? So I'm gonna go around the room here in just a little bit. All right, let's start off with Bo. Which playoffs are you more excited for this weekend? College football playoff or the NFL? Which ones you'd be more excited? College football playoff, NFL?
NFL, probably, believe it or not.
Better matchups?
Yeah.
Feels weird, right?
I mean, it feels weird because also, like, I'm having to watch the semifinal games tomorrow night and Friday,
mm-hmm.
and it's harder for me to watch. It's harder for me to stay up in. It's just, like, the window's late, and I can actually enjoy the NFL games. And yeah. I don't get to enjoy football on the weekends very often, like, yeah, I'm normally moving around. It's harder for me to enjoy it. So the NFL, because I can sit and watch and kind of have a drink or whatever and enjoy it. That's why. I love college football more, and I'll still stay up through those. This is a harder game for me to watch.
Yeah. Allie, I've got three options for you on this first one.
Okay.
Sets of brother names. Which ones are the better set of brother names? John and Jim, Clinton Clay, or Mike and Matt? Which one are the better set of brother names?
I mean, that's all.
Pretty basic.
That's pretty basic.
No big deal. But Gary and the crew didn't step out too much on the Clinton Clay, but that's pretty good.
Well.
I do think that's the best one out of all of them.
Hold on.
Run through them one more time.
Clinton Clay is a lot more out of the box than Mike and Matt
or
John and Jim.
That's what I said. Gary stepped a little bit further out of the box.
Yeah. That's the best.
Mike and Matt LaFleur, Clinton, Clay, Kubiak, and John and Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. The John and Jim, That's just chalk.
Well, that's,
yeah.
That's just chalk.
That's Midwest.
I guess Matt and Mike is too, though.
Aren't the Harbaughs from the Midwest?
Yeah, I think so.
That's very Midwest.
Yeah. As hard as it is to keep like your kids' names straight, you would think you would want to differentiate a little bit more than that.
Yeah, that's tough. All right, Dylan, you're up. How about this? Who has a better future with the Hawks? Zachary Risacher or whoever they select with the Pelicans pick in the upcoming draft? Who has a better future with the Atlanta Hawks?
That's a good question. I'm gonna say whoever they select with the Pelicans pick. I'm gonna say
over the number one overall from 2 years ago.
Well, this could be number one overall.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Could be number one overall. Is that the rate they're going? It's a high probability for sure.
Yeah.
Which we know it won't work out then.
I just feel like there's already with there already being smoke around Zachary Risacher, year two in.
Yeah,
and I get it's worth with the big trade packaging, trying to get a big fish, and you know Anthony Davis and all that stuff. But I just feel like, and two, I feel like this upcoming draft class is going to be stronger than Zachary Risacher's class was. So I feel like there are more can't miss necessarily, for lack of a better term, there are more can't miss and more bigger and more promising prospects. So for that reason, I'm going to go with the Pelicans pick.
All right, Bo, back to you. I teased it before the break. Which one do you want more as a play caller, Todd Monken or Clint Kubiak? Which one do you want more as a play caller? Todd Monken,
Clint Kubiak. If you're talking about the Falcons?
Yeah.
Clint Kubiak.
Okay.
Because, first off, I mean, what we run and what we're built for is literally – I mean, it's just cut and dry for him.
Yeah,
I mean, Todd Monken, as good as Monken is, I've also watched him forget how to run the football in the AFC Championship game a few years ago, and he kind of always seems to have, you know, a relationship issue with his quarterbacks.
All right, Allie, I'll turn to you on this one. You've lived in both of these places. If you were giving the new head coach locations to live, would he be better off in the northeast corner of Atlanta or the northwest corner of Atlanta? Which one would you tell the new coach to go live in?
Well, considering...
And not that there's anything wrong with the other parts of Atlanta, guys. I'm just saying that's where she's lived.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. Location-wise, they're dealing with 85 with Flowery Branch. So I would say stick to Gwinnett because of location. However...
Right.
I was raised in Gwinnett, but now I live in Cobb.
Ooh, the Cobb snob.
Listen, I always thought, how do people deal with 85?
Wow.
But like 75 is so much better.
Yeah.
So once you're done and you retire from Flowery Branch, come on over to Cobb County.
Interesting. All right.
Well, hold on a second. We all know, though, where most Falcons, a lot of the Falcons coaches end up.
For sure.
In River Club or Chateau Alain or something.
Just wondered how she would go about answering that question. All right, Dylan, we'll go back to you. Eagles or 49ers? Who wins the game this weekend, Eagles or 49ers?
I'm officially killing this Eagles narrative y'all try to push on me. I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers. I know what happened against the Seahawks. I know they looked very much vulnerable. But even though this Eagles defense has been playing well, I just don't trust the Eagles offense to come through when they need it most. And I trust CMC and Brock Purdy a lot more.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, can't wait to see the Instagram pics of you at Rocky Mountain Pizza on Sunday in your Eagles gear.
I won't be there because Simone won't be there because she has other job application to get to. So I'll be at home.
Is she going to the game?
There you go.
No, she's not. She does sideline reporting for the Birmingham Squadron. Actually, for oddly enough, the Pelicans G League team. So she'll be there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. There you go. That's actually pretty cool. All right, Bo, who throws more touchdown passes next year in the NFL? Tua Tagovailoa or Kyler Murray? Tua Tagovailoa or Kyler Murray? You're welcome.
I don't know. I'll go Tua. Just because I can actually see someone wanting to give him a starting job. It feels like, you essentially got put on the IR in Kyler Murray for Jacoby Brissett this year. So the coach could save his job. I think the Kyler Murray, I don't know. They both seem on the outs to me.
Allie, I am the commissioner of two fantasy leagues. Now that Falcons season is over, which one would be easier to talk you into joining? Fantasy NASCAR or fantasy baseball? Which one would be easier to talk you into joining?
Come on,
Allie. You probably pay more attention to baseball, but NASCAR is only once a week. It's a little more leisurely.
Yeah, because that seems like a total commitment every single day.
Is baseball.
Man, but I would have no clue what I'm doing with NASCAR. I would have no clue. Baseball for sure. I can commit the time.
All right, Dylan, I'll give you this last one. More likely to be the Hawks head coach in 2 years, Quinn Snyder or the field? More likely to be the Hawks head coach in 2 years, Quinn Snyder or the field?
Quinn Snyder, I think. If they are going to trade Trey, I don't want to say they're picking because I don't necessarily think they're picking, but I think they're going to give Quinn Snyder a little bit more time to kind of do a softish kind of reset. I mean, they do have foundational pieces, but kind of just retool the roster a little bit. So I'm going to go Quinn Snyder.
I'll ask this one before we go to break just to tease over the commercial, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Who will Arthur Blank end up paying more money to from now till the end of time? Kirk Cousins or the new head coach?
Ooh.
Kirk Cousins or the new head coach? Which one will make more of Arthur Blank's money from now, starting now to the end of time?
Interesting. How about that? Interesting. I've got another one for you. Which one would you rather have in Atlanta, John Harbaugh or Clint Kubiak? 404-726-0929. You can weigh in on this. And who do you want to see brought into the Falcons organization? The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.